Okay, so we're in the by the two dots on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis. B'tainius brachas uklolis ein mafsikim uklolis. Right, in Tainius we lean the brachas and the klolis, and we're not mafsik in the middle of the klolis. Not immediately. How do you know this? Amr b'chia bar ganda, Amr b'asi. The Amr Kral the pasuk says Musar Hashem b'ni al timas. And if you right, sound the Musar of Hashem, you should not, be disgusted by it. And the idea is that that's why you should not be mafsik in the middle. If you're mafsik in the middle, that shows that you're not so happy with this, and that's why you want to stop. What? Yeah. Last, but right before the two dots, we were talking about that the Zman that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. How are we going to have a kapara? And that's by if you say the Seder Karbanos, that's as if Hashem is going to make it as if you actually brought the carbon, and he'll be meichel you. Yeah? So then after that, right? So then after that, we said we're starting these two dots. Okay. So if you, that's why you're not supposed to stop in the middle of the klal, it's because Musar Hashem b'ni al tamas. It looks like you don't like the Musar. Reish Lakish Amr Lofisha Ein Ayman Bracha al Paranias. Reish Lakish says because you don't make a bracha on the Paranias. If you stop in the middle, you're going to be making a bracha on klalus. You're going to say your bracha before the Torah, after the Torah. There's going to be brachas around. We don't want to make a bracha about the Paranias. So Elahich of it. So what are you supposed to do? So the Tana Kishu Maskil Maskil B'Pazkish Lofneim. That when you start, right, the klalos, you should start at least the pasuk before them. When you finish, don't end off reading the klalos. You know, that's, that shouldn't be your last pasuk. Your last pasuk should be the pasuk after that, which is not a klalo. Amr Abaya. Loi shanu ela b'klalos shabateris kahanim. This halacha of stopping in the middle of the klalos, you're not allowed to stop in the middle of the klalos, that's by the klalos of Parshas Bechukosai. I think I may have said yesterday, when we said Tiras Kehanim, I may have inadvertently said that that's Devarim. It's not. Tiras Kehanim is Seder Vayikra. So, Chukaisai, there's Klawless. So he's saying that this halacha is only when it comes to the Klawless in Chukaisai. I have a Klawless in Mishnah Tira, but the Klawless that are in Kisavai. Paisik, you are allowed to stop in the middle. My time, what's the difference between the two? Why? Halala B'lashon Rabba Muris Umayshim Piagvura Marin. Ones in Tiras Kehanim, those are the ones in the Vayikra, those are the ones that are said Blashon Rabim, and Moshe said it from Hashem. The Halalu Blashon Yochanan were some Moshe be Asmi Yaman, and the ones in Devarim is Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Right, this is his last speech to Klal Yisrael, so it's he himself talking, and it's Blashon Yochid, so it's not as bad as if you want to stop in the middle. Levi Barbuti have a karvi come a gam game kameder huna ba'aruri. Levi Barbuti was reading the klalos and he was reading them fast. You know, he's reading them fast, and you can tell he wanted to get through it already. Amar loy, so Rav Huna said to him, Achan afshecha. You know, if that's what you want, it's okay. Because loy shanu ela klalos shabatayr kskahanim. We said only that you're not allowed to stop when you're reading the klalos of Tiras Kehanim, Mishnah Tira Paisik, but Mishnah Tira, he was reading the ones in the Parshas Kisavai. So he's saying, no problem, you can read quickly those ones. It's according to what we're just saying, it's not as chomer. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Lazar Omer, Ezra Tikin Lat Nisoshi, Ukarim Klalos of Tiras Kehanim, Kadim Atzaris. Ezra was Misakin that when should they read the klalos of Tiras Kehanim, of Bichu Kaisai? That should be before Shavuos. Mishnah Taira, and what about the ones in Devarim? Kaidir Rosh Hashanah. Kisava is always going to be before Rosh Hashanah. My time. Well, why was he misakin that the klalos should be read at these times? Amar Baivi, Tamer Shlakash Kadesha Tichla Hashanah Vekilay Seha. In order that the year should finish with all its klalos, should finish, and then we start fresh. So that's why so Bishlam Mishnah Taira, I understand the ones by Devarim of Kisava, Iki Kadesh Tichla Shana Mikalasa. There's a Svara of that the year should finish with its klalos because we're about to start a new year. El Shabbatayus Kanim, what about the ones in the Bechukaisai, Otu Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah? Shavuos is not Rosh Hashanah. So what was Abaya's reasoning for that? So in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos is also considered Rosh Hashanah. That's Nan Uba Atzeres Al Peiris Elan, because on Atzeres we get on Shavuos we get We get judged on the pears of the tree have a judgment. So we want to, before we get judged on the pears, the fruits, so we want to make sure that the year finishes when, and any klal is finished with it. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Amar, Im Yayim Lecha Zakenim Sesor, if the Zakenim of your generation tell you to destroy something, V'yiladim B'nai, and the younger people tell you that you should build. So the older people tell you to destroy, and the younger people tell you to build. What should you do? Sesor V'al Tivna, you should destroy and not build. V'mnei Shestira Zakenim Vinyan, because Stiras the Canim, the elders who are telling you to destroy, that is really, it's really a binyan, it's really building. Ubinyan Na'arim Stira, and the binyan of Na'arim, of younger people, that what they feel, what they think is building, is really Stira, is really destroying. The similar davar, what's the similar davar? Rechavim ben Shlaimai. The similar davar is Rechavim ben Shlaimai. We know the famous story with Rechavim ben Shlaimai. Rechavim took over. So they came to Rechavim and they said, please lower the taxes. Shlaimai Melech made such a strong tax on all of Klai Yisrael so that they can build the Beis HaMikdash. So they came, to Rechavim and they said, please lower the taxes on us. And Rechavim consulted with two groups of people. He consulted with the Zakenim, and he consulted with the younger people. And the Zakenim told him, "Yeah, lower the taxes. Listen to the people. They have it hard. They've had it hard. So loosen up." And the Yiladim said, the younger people that he went to consult with, they said, "No, you tell them if my father taxed you, like this, I'm going to tax you even more." And you show them your strength. If you back down now, you're going to look weak, and then they're going to just run over you. And so Rechavim, what did he do? He listened to the younger people's advice, and that's what caused the eventual split of Malchus Beis Avraham and Malchus Yisrael. And Yeravam ben Nevat. That's when he gained steam, and he is able. And then they split up. So you see from here that. Now, when you have a choice who to listen to, you should listen to the Zakenim, even if it sounds like the younger people have a better idea. Tanarabana, Makam Shem Afsikim Shabbos Shachris, the place where you stop finishing when you stop leaning on Shabbos on Shachris, Sham Karbi Mincha, there is where you begin leaning by Mincha, like what we do, right? You finish one parsha, you begin the next parsha by Mincha. Ben Mincha, you start off Mincha, so Sham Karbi Sheni, so then wherever you finish leaning Mincha, that's where you should begin Monday. Besheni, wherever you finish Monday, Sham Karbi Mechamishi. Bechamishi, the place where you finish on Thursday, Sham Karbi Meshabbos Abba, and there, that's where you begin for the next week. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Makom shemafsikim b'Shabbos Shachris, wherever you stop leaning Shabbos Shachris, Sham Karim b'Mincha. That's where you begin leaning Mincha. B'Sheni v'Chamishi l'Shabbos Haba, and as well as Monday, Thursday, and the next Shabbos, which is what we do, right? We finish one parsha, we begin the next parsha Mincha. That's what we lean again, Monday, Thursday, and again we start again from the next week also. I'm Reb Zeir Halacha. What's the Halacha? Makom Shem Asikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Sham Karim B'Mincha B'Shenim Chamish L'Shabbos Haba. The Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, basically, who says that that's what you're supposed to do. Like what we just said, like what we do B'Zman Hazeh.
Reb Meir did it, then we finished the parsha like half the time.
What?
We finished it
like
half the time.
What do you mean?
If we went like Reb Meir,
we just leaned less on Shabbos.
We just leaned less, right? Right.
Oh, you say you
leaned less? Right. You just continue a little bit, Monday, a little bit Thursday, a little bit. A little bit.
Then the next week you start.
No, Monday you don't lean the entire next parsha. Let's say you finish parshas,
Tetzaveh. Monday, Thursday you finish parsha.
No,
so you'd always be a week ahead.
Oh, Monday you don't have to lean an entire. Oh, you're saying if you lean Sheni and then Shlishi, yeah, but we split up Sheni into three different aliyahs on Monday. I'm saying, so you can split it up. They'd work it out. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Lema halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda." Why doesn't Rabbi Zeir say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Don't say that the halacha is makim shemavzikim b'Shabbos. Just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Simple. Why does Mishum the Avchila? Because some people switch around Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, but who holds what? So we don't want to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and some people think, "Oh, that means like Rabbi Meir Shita or how we know Rabbi Meir Shita." So since that, he just wanted to make it clear that that's the halacha is that like what we do b'zman hazeh. Tana Rabbanan, Paiseach v'Roya. Goylel u'mevarech v'chayzer u'paiseach v'kayret. Somebody gets an aliyah. What's he supposed to do? He opens it, he looks inside of the place, he rolls it back up, makes the bracha, and then the Baal Kayre again opens it and reads. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Hazar. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, no. Paiseach v'roya, you open it up the Sefer Torah, you look inside. U'mevarech v'kayr, you do not roll it up, you make the bracha, and then you read. My time with Rabbi Meir, what's the reason of Rabbi Meir that says that you should bedavka close it up before you make the bracha? It's like what's the reason that we said that somebody who reads the Torah should not help out translating the words? So people will not say, look, this person, he's up there, he's reading the Torah, and he's being mitargim. It must be that there's targim in the Torah also. So you don't want people to make that mistake. So Hachanami says, so to over here, Kadesh Lo Yemer, Brachas Ksuvim Matera. So to over here, we don't want people to think that if the Sefer Torah is open and you're making the brachas, they would think that you're reading it straight out of the Torah, that the brachas are actually written in the Torah. So that's why Rameir says that you should close it up before you make a bracha. Rabbi Yehuda, Tirgame Iko Lamiti, Brachas Laka Lamiti. Rabbi Yehuda says, no one's going to come to make that mistake when it comes to the brachas. But they will make that mistake when it comes to Targum. And he says that everyone understands that the brachas are not written in the Torah. And it would be a funny thing if every single aliyah there's another bracha written in the Torah. But everyone knows the brachas are not written in the Torah. So he was not worried about that. Amram Zeh Amram Nasna, Halacha Paiseach V'Raya U'mevarech V'Karen. Halacha is that you open it, you look at it, you do not roll it up, you make the bracha, and then you read the aliyah. V'leim Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So again, why didn't you just say that? Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Mishun Da'avchil, the same reason, because people sometimes switch to Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir Shita, and therefore he wanted to make it clear what the halacha is. Amar Reb Zera, Amar Rav Mas, haluchos v'habimos ein bahem mishum kedusha. Rashi says he doesn't know what luchos are. He says lo yadati mahin, I don't know what they are. So he says, but some say that they are something that is made for our svarim. That are not rolled, they're not rolled. They used to have svarim that were rolled up. So he says it was apparently maybe some sort of covering for the svarim. Bima, and what's a bima? That the melech would come and everyone would gather around and he would read from Devarim. So that was the bima. So the luchai, these luchais and the bimais, ain bahem mishem kedusha. There's no kedusha to them. On the side, the Rosh just says they don't have kedushas aren, but they do have a level of kedushas based aknesis. It's not like it's nothing. Okay, Amr of Shafti, Amr of Yechman. Hagoyel Sefer Torah Tzarich Shem Adin Al Tafar. If you're doing glila, right? If you're closing up the Sefer Torah, you should make sure that it is by the stitches. When you close it, it should be closed by the stitches. Right. Another thing. If somebody's rolling a Sefer Torah himself on his lap, so if he's rolling it, he's rolling it to a specific inyan that he wants to see. So when you're doing that, you should be gailo mi bechutz. So there, imagine the Sefer Torah is from your body to your knee. And you have to roll it one way. So which way should you roll it? You roll it from the outside. Roll it from the outside, not from the inside. Because if you do it from the inside, it can fall off. So that's how you should be gail with. But when you're tightening it, when you're just closing it up and tightening it, then you can really tighten it from closer to your body. Ten people that read in the Torah, Hagadol Shabaham, Goylul Sefer Torah. The greatest person should do Glila, which Mizman Azeh we say, the Mishnah Berurah says, is really Hagba. So the greatest person should do Hagba or Glila. Hagoylul Naitel Schar Kulam. So the person that does the Glila or the Hagba, he takes the Schar of all the 10 people that had Elias. Damar Bishu Ben Levi, Asar Shakar B'Torah, some of the reasons is 10 people to read in the Sefer Torah. Hagoyel Sefer Torah kibul schar kulam. So Gemara says schar kulam sakadaydach. He takes all of their schar. They don't get any schar. That's not fair. El ema kibul schar keneged kulam. He gets the schar as keneged all of them. So each one gets their own schar of the 10 people, and he gets schar keneged all of them. So that's why it's some chashav aliyah hagba. How do we know that you can listen to a bas kol? You know, let's say in your heart, Rashi says, let's say you have an idea. You know, you have an idea of what you want to do. You want to start a Seder before Shachar or something. And all of a sudden, you hear this bas kol. It says, yeah, you should start this. So you can listen to the, how do we know you can listen to the bas kol? Shnemar vaz necha tishmana davar me'acharecha. Leimor. So right, your ears were here. So that's like you can listen to the bas kol. That's only when the bas kol sounds like the call of a man in the city and the call of a lady in the midbar. Meaning that that's not normal. If you just walking outside and you hear, oh look, there's a bas kol, unbelievable. Yeah, but there's 500 people there. That's not a bas kol. That's just somebody talking to his friend. So that's why if a man in the city, that's rare. A man should be hanging out in the city, right? Men will go to work, whatever. So, vahu, and also the amr hin hin, vahu the amr lav lav. Only if the bas kol says yes, yes, or no, no. It's not going to say more than that. It's not going to give you a whole strategy and plan or whatever. He's just going to tell you yes, yes, or no. Vahmer shavti merechon, kol akar b'loi ni'im, anybody who reads without the proper trup, v'shayna b'loi zimra, and learns without a niggin, the pasuk says, I give them a chukim that's not good. That's not a good way to learn. It's not a good way to read the Torah if you don't read it with the trup. Well, because this person he's a little tone deaf. So we read on him this pasuk. It means like Rav Masharsha. This pasuk. Damer shnei talmidei chachamim hayoshim be'irachas v'neichem zeh b'halacha. It's talking about two talmidei chachamim in the city, and they don't discuss halacha shailos with each other. They don't have pilpul chaverim when it comes to certain halacha shailos. Aleihem akasav aymer v'gamani nasati lam chukim leitayv v'mashvatam leyichi b'hem. So on them the Torah says, right, this pasuk. Amir of parnach amir of yechem kol oichis sefer Torah arum. Anybody who holds a sefer Torah arum, meaning that's what people hold with the talus. Straight from your hand, if you want to hold the Sefer Torah with your hand, and to say the Sefer Torah, if you do that, nikvar arim, you are buried naked. Arim sakadaitach, you think that you're buried naked? How's that fair? Ela ema nikvar arim beloy mitzvahs. It means that the person is going to be buried arim beloy mitzvahs, without any mitzvahs. B'loi mitzvah sagadaydach, just because he did this one thing, he's married without mitzvahs. Amar b'ayin nikfer arim b'loi oisa mitzvah. He's nikfer arim without that mitzvah. Amar b'yanei 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 saba mishmei d'r'v'yanei rabba. Mutav tigwil ha-matechus v'ayigul sefer Torah. You should roll the matechus, the coverings, and don't be goyal the actual sefer Torah. V'ayidaber moishas ma'idei Hashem b'nei Yisrael mitzvasam shiu kernes en kol echav echav bizmanei. The pasuk says that the mitzvah should be read at each one in its time. Tanur Rabbanan Moshe Tikin Lam Yisrael Shiyushalim B'Darshim In Yonah Shel Yoyim Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach Hilchas Atzeres B'Atzeres Hilchas Chag B'Chag. And all these things you should be leaning, right, in its proper time. I'm saying not leaning. All these things, the Hilchas Pesach B'Pesach and the halachas you should be learning and darshaning. Pesach on Pesach. Now remember, we learned earlier that it says that you should do it 30 days before. And here it's mashma that you do it Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach. Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres. Okay.